Alex, what are you applying for?
So I have some very exciting news, especially to those of you that are in Bachelor Nation like me. What? Bachelor Nation represent? I ended up filling, after so many people have been bugging me to do it, I decided to go ahead and pull the plug, and I sent in my online application for The Bachelor yesterday.
I feel bad because, like, I think it'd be cool if you were on there, but, like, I don't want you to be on there, though, because I want you to be here.
Well, I know, and here's the thing. So I'm going to read you what
I
wrote.
Like, I got mixed emotions about it.
Here's the thing. First of all, I already told people on Twitter, if you follow my personal Twitter, then you already know, like, I always update people what's going on in my life very frequently. And I said as soon as I did it, like, guys, I did it. I sent my online application in. But here's the thing. I wouldn't get excited because once they found out that I was on another dating show about a year ago, they're probably not going to like that.
Is that like a no-no kind of?
Well, it's a no-no. It's not, but it is because the people that executively produced the dating show that I was on last summer, they're like mortal enemies with the executive producers of The Bachelor. So they hate each other.
But then wouldn't they want to steal somebody? Like, haha, we got her.
No, because they're going to be like, I don't want her because she agreed to be on their show or whatever.
Like,
it's very petty, like juvenile stuff. And also, I think once they find out, certain like political views of my stuff, the execs I don't think are going to like me for that either.
Like what?
what are your political views?
You can find out on Twitter. Can find my Twitter, by the way, at Joan Alex Show.
For Bernie or Hillary?
Feel the burn.
No, don't make me choose between my two faves. Okay, so I'm going to read you what I wrote, though, because I think it's pretty funny. So this is exactly what I said on this application, which, by the way, they have two options. You can do this very short online application, which is literally your name, address, phone number, and why do you want to be on the show, which is what I wrote. They say on there, if you want a better chance of getting picked, you need to print out the long form and mail it in with all these pictures and a video of yourself. I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, make their job easier so they make you really sell yourself.
Yeah, if God wants me to have this, like, if this opportunity, then, like, it'll happen through this one little paragraph. I've already done the dating show thing, and I have this show, and it's not that big of a deal for me to get on it or not. So I'm just going to give you that disclaimer. But here's what I wrote. Have you ever met a full-blown adult woman who eats like a toddler and cries like one too? Well, now you have. I call myself the Chicken Nugget Princess, and all of our listeners of the morning show I co-host know I'm obsessed with them too. I'm one of those girls that cries if I see a pretty napkin at a birthday party. I'm a hopeless romantic who has tried everything to find love, but my personality, unfortunately, can be so big it scares people away. I'm incredibly witty and goofy, and I don't want to be basic and wear an animal costume, but I can assure you my ideas for walking out of the limo on night one, if it's Dean, in all capital letters, will slay you. I'm honestly just an emotional ball of fluff and energy who's the only girl not married left in my friend group, and Bumble and Tinder are not working out. Although I did get a free trip to NYC to meet someone from Tinder, which is a story I should really tell you in person. If Corinne Olympios and Ashley Iaconetti had a baby that was raised by the twins, that's me. So that's what I wrote. So if they like it, I guess they'll call me.
Dear Jesus, this is Alex. Please get me on The Bachelor with who?
With Deanie Babies.
With Deanie Baby. Thank you. All right, well, I don't want you to leave, but good luck. I mean, if that happened, how long would you be gone?
Well, you can be gone for up to like 2 months, but that's if
Dang.
You make it to the end. Here's the thing. We all know there's no way I would ever get picked to actually be the girl that wins. No guy's going to want to marry me.
Aren't you worried they'd make you kind of like the cowgirl or the shark girl?
Well, that's what I said. I don't want to be basic and be an animal costume because all the girls have been doing that. But I have an idea that is so epic. It will blow producers' minds if they call me on the phone. I'll tell them. But I mean, this is all, you know, contingent on if they get Dean to be Bachelor and convince him to change his mind.
Are you going to make The Bachelor great again?
I would make The Bachelor great again.